Good morning, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's just gone 7 a.m. and the park is pretty empty. There's a man walking his dog and there's a couple of people running. No, I can see more now actually. Still a couple of people running, two dogs, two men walking dogs. Someone sitting on the park gym, not doing much, just sitting. But there you go, might be resting in between sets. Or might just be sitting on the park gym. But that's okay, isn't it? Lots of pigeons stealing the seagulls' food. Only one seagull though. I guess they'll be back soon, en masse. I suppose there'll be less food available. There'll be less people going outside and throwing bits of food around. So they'll move back to the park. It'll be nice to see them back every day, whenever that is. So yesterday was Auntie Dre's funeral. A sad affair for many. Not such a sad affair for me. It's quite a nice little send-off, very simple, as she wanted. No fuss, no do afterwards. We went there, had the funeral, and left. And a few of the close family went for a bite to eat. So, yeah, not a sad affair for me. I think I've done much of my grieving for Auntie Dre, having been, as I've said previously, kind of entwined in her life for some time. So a different experience, but I think I'd just prepared myself. We knew which way it was going. We knew she wasn't coming back out again. And I've been sort of, well, not living in her house, but partially living in her house from time to time and spending time around there, doing Dre things for the last, well, what, eight months now? So it's kind of, oh, it's always good to get these things done, isn't it? It's a bit of a release, a relief. And I guess that's the purpose of funerals, isn't it? It's to allow people to say their goodbye and then move on with their lives, because that's what we must do. No point hanging on to all that sadness, really. And particularly with Dre, she did live a good life. She lived a fine and fulfilling life. She lived it how she wanted to. And now she's gone. Gone for good. I don't know if they will have actually cremated her yet. The law requires it to be done within 72 hours. I guess it depends how busy they were. How many they've got lined up to get through. And her ashes will be scattered in the Garden of Rest at the crematorium. With only the people present to do that job. So we are done with Dre, apart from the memories that live on, which are nice ones. Predominantly. Just a bit of a reflective kind of podcast today. There's a chill in the air. It feels very autumnal. You never know, we might get another warmish period. We sometimes do in the UK. But aside from that, it's probably time to get our winter coats out ready and our winter wardrobes. I don't have a winter wardrobe. I just have a wardrobe of clothes that I wear as I see fit. Although I'm not wearing shorts so often now. I'm wearing my tracksuit bottoms a bit more than my shorts, I would say, to keep my little legs warm. But anyway, I think that's it really, a short one. And just, I'm going to go and move on with my life today. and I will catch you all tomorrow. Bye.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends, if you have any, about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money, or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.